absolutely wonderful week. Stay safe. Take care. Goodbye.
What's up, Winnipeg? You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Then when you get the money, you get the power.
With the mega, yeah, the mega, yeah, the mega powers, yeah. Mega powers, yeah.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
No one means to have all that power.
It's morphin' time!
By the power of Grayskull!
Let's party.
Whoa. Good morning. Looking at Treaty 1 territory in the heart of downtown Winnipeg, this is the Medicine Wheel of Music. Land of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji-Cree, Lakota, Dakota, Dene, and of course, homeland of the Red River Métis. We got a full house. Ooh. And a drunk house.
Yeah.
Here. My name is Jesse James.
A broken house.
A broken home. we got the goods.
Yeah, man.
We got the goods here in the studio. All right. We got three of the baddest boys in the building.
Sad,
man. Everyone, introduce yourselves, please.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Tony Cini.
All right.
I am one of the hosts of the show. I like to talk about sports, music, and
all right. That's enough.
Science.
That's enough, Tony.
Science.
That's enough. Introduce yourself. D-Dog.
The kid.
All right, there you go.
And he's got a lot to say about trees.
I am back.
He's got a lot to say about petrified trees, man.
Hey, Winnipeg.
Whoa,
it's
right.
Been a minute.
And then we got House.
And Papa is back. Let's go.
All right.
Is Pac?
Pac.
Pac. Pac is back. Hologram.
Ooh,
hologram Pac, of course. Welcome back to the show, babies.
Would you ever like pay to see an hologram band or artist?
Depends on who it is, I guess, to be honest.
Okay,
all right. Live or dead. Can you imagine going to see a hologram show?
And it's live.
And the person's alive.
Alive.
The person's alive already.
You're like, Taylor Swift would be smart to do it.
Actually, that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
The ones that are the Mega Millions, the ones that you can't get a ticket to.
Like Bono?
Weird Al?
Well, I don't know about either of those guys, but Taylor Swift was a terrific example of that.
Bono.
Bono?
Just Bono everywhere. Like simultaneously in
every
continent.
There's one date in particular,
Bono,
and there's
random
Bono concerts going on
everywhere.
Oh, they all sing the same song? They're synchronized, dude. That was Dang, that would be awesome.
Do you remember when you two like put an album on everyone's phone?
Yeah, man.
Without everyone like knowing at all.
We didn't even sign up for that. We just had to take it. My data took a hit, and I don't like using data on things I don't want.
Yeah,
You know, data's big.
Data's big.
That is important.
Yeah, true that.
Data. I woke up my girlfriend. I shook her. I go, would you download this garbage onto my phone?
What were you doing?
I put the phone right in her face. The brightness just hurt her eyes.
Yeah.
I go, don't you ever download YouTube.
Brightness at 100, bro.
Talking through his teeth. Don't you ever. Don't you ever do this to me again. Don't you ever.
It's not even the Joshua tree. Right? Right?
Is that a thing? I don't even know.
Their best album.
Okay, all right.
Is it really?
Easily.
We got a heck of a show today. We're going to be playing a little bit of Morgan Tony's, fiddle player.
Wait, who?
And we got a couple requests for some tracks today, which is very cool. None other than my unk. Dedicating to my pops. Cool. We got Joey listening. We got the fam listening.
We got the arm. Hey, shout out to the arm out there. Yeah. I miss ya.
Miss you.
Piece of
miss
shit.
And what else we got going on, guys? We got
football,
the weather coming
football.
On. We'll hit you with a little bit of football playoffs going on today.
Absolutely crumbling last night.
Looks like Caleb Williams is the future.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams.
Dude, I watched their post-game locker room. Like chant.
Probably just insane.
What was it like?
Dude, it was
good,
like
better, best,
I just wanted to like run through a wall, bro. Yeah.
Tell your good gets good and good gets better.
Yeah,
it's just
man.
Like, shut up.
It's amazing. It's so good. It's
a garbage.
Dude, I feel like it's been like a while since I've been on the show.
Yeah, it has been.
Like it's definitely like pre New Year's. And we haven't got to go through our like Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, very true.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm really interested to see what yours is like, man.
Yeah, I'd have to go through it again to be honest. The day that it came out, I played it, and I haven't seen it since. But, yeah, we can dip a little into that. We can dip our toes into
it.
A little bit.
What
about
my
that?
Spotify Unwrapped?
Ooh, unzipped.
Spotify Raw.
No,
I don't know.
You get that yet?
Yeah, I can smell it already.
Stinky, sweaty.
How do we know?
Sweaty.
How do we know? We got. We'll also play a couple of our favorite tracks of the week today.
Ooh, I got some good ones.
You got some goodies?
Yeah,
right. Right on.
Yeah, don't play.
I also want to talk about the Grey Cup. No, I'm just joking.
Again.
More.
No.
Grey Cup 2021.
PTSD.
Yeah.
You know what? Since I did. That show when we were mentioning
what happened?
Breakup.
I wasn't here.
There was a big
thing
that happened.
Big
was that show?
Yeah. We
like
were talking
like a 7-inch thing.
We were starting to talk about breakup, which I wanted because me and Dustin aren't going.
Right, that's right.
And then you mentioned the beginning of it, and that's when things started popping off.
Yeah.
So and Dustin never really got to talk about the game that we went to. To be
true
honest,
that, you know, honestly, true that. Man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because it was 2 weeks after the Grey Cup.
We're gonna talk about it.
I went on a tangent to that. For a bit, kind of
for good reason. Man.
Yeah, I mean,
for good reason.
Very good reason.
Two very good reasons.
Yeah. Oh,
no, there's more.
Oh,
and the lines are going.
Crazy. Dude, that was honestly probably our highest rated show. Probably.
Never had the phone blown up. So
controversy
much.
Brings cash.
Yeah, dude. Man.
I read that book. Eric Bischoff. Controversy gets him cash.
That could have left that out.
I'm gonna cut that. We're gonna edit this, and then we're gonna send it out again.
Okay. All right.
All right. Don't you worry about the live show.
The Eric Bischoff.
Say anything you want. Bischoff, like the cookies.
This segment brought to you by Sleeman.
Read the Vince Russo book.
Me and Dustin, we didn't even talk about our favorite part of the show.
Leaving.
No, you guys did mention that the favorite part of the show was OLP, man.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. It was a big part. But the leaving.
Was pretty good,
right, Dustin?
Actually,
the leaving was pretty good.
Honestly, what was it like leaving that? Like, was the traffic terrible? Was it...
Oh, a lot of people left with us.
Yeah?
No, not a lot of people. But we left right after MGK was on.
For real?
That was a halftime.
That was a halftime.
Yeah, we took off
after that.
So like, okay, we're done here.
We've had enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you're watching two teams you don't give a crap about, unfortunately.
That's right.
I mean, just because it's Grey Cup.
Doesn't matter.
But thanks for the tickets, though.
honestly, I don't even remember who the two teams
were. It was the Riders and the Owls.
That's right, yeah.
And we were looking for, you know what? I remember what we were talking about during that show. We were talking about Dancing Gabe. We were looking for Dancing Gabe.
Oh, yeah?
And what color jersey he'd be wearing.
Yeah. And
probably the Bombers.
And talking about how could he have that double life where he just plays Dancing Gabe at these things.
100.
Yeah. And then he goes home and he's just like...
Just a
man.
Yeah.
A man's man.
Just a normal guy.
Yeah, talks without the...
Philosopher.
Yeah.
Without the lisp or whatever he has. I don't know. He doesn't... He hates dance. He hates dancing when he leaves those things.
Oh, no, he's watching the phones.
He goes from dancing dancing Gabe to Gabriel at home.
Gabriel. It's Gabriel.
Yeah, it's quite it.
Yes. Pours himself a nice glass of Chardonnay.
You guys didn't see him at all at the game?
No, we didn't see him. No, we were in the bathroom the whole time. Didn't see him once.
You guys were in the powder room that whole time? Who put these toilets here?
A lot of business talk in there, let me tell you. A lot of, like, you know what? If I had a food truck. You're like, oh, wow. Right on. I'm hearing multiple things.
Okay, food truck that's just only cereal. Okay, just cereal. You got Tug Chex, Apple Jacks. Just
food truck. Okay, Apple food truck, Jacks. But no wheels. All right? It's like a house. All right, like a building.
You want to open a restaurant? No!
No wheels.
All right. You know what else? Another thing that I remember you talking about, Dust? It was how there was a goal line stance at one point, and Dustin was talking about how he wanted... he's like, why don't offensive linemen, for the most part, run in like
touchdowns.
Running touchdowns.
And hand it off to the big man.
Why don't we use giant men for these goal line stands? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it got me thinking about, like, why don't we have bigger individuals in net for, like, goalies in hockey? Is there, like, a limit for these certain things?
There's no limit.
No.
No? The Let's limit get does that not done. Exist.
Just athleticism.
If that's all comes. You don't need athleticism if you take up the whole net.
There's a rule. Some coach in the I don't want to say NFL, but maybe let's say football. They looked into the idea of getting a
sumo wrestler,
a small person.
Wait, what? Oh.
A very very small person.
Yeah.
No. Come on,
hey, we
guys,
should just synchron.
Midget. So they get a midget, throw him in...
hey, listen here, pal. I don't...
Throw him in a helmet, pads, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
They put the ball in his arms, right?
Yeah.
And then you just throw him over the goal line.
Oh, okay.
And they said, no, you can't do that.
The olden days.
Yeah,
you can't midget just, tossing
you
there.
Can't just toss that human. It's illegal.
Still do that?
Now, having said that, wouldn't that be a very exciting play? Fourth down and goal.
Oh, they're bringing him in.
No, he's coming in. Little 11. And there he is. And you just toss him.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Neat. You're like, oh my, are they going to stop him at the goal line? Just see him get swatted down like a basketball.
Yeah.
Just a big old paw from a lineman. Boom. There he goes.
Dorf toss and term considered demeaning by many. Still practice in some places as a controversial bark. Controversial bar or club activity, but highly contested and has been banned in certain regions.
I have a question. What if you're okay with it? What if you're that size and you're okay with it?
Yeah,
and you're good at it?
Dude, you become like the life of the party if you can do that.
100%.
You know what I mean?
You want to throw me?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to say, but okay.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
You're a guy that brings his own?
Yeah. You know what I
mean? Like, say you're at the bar, you're just like, we're at the bar, get a drink, whatever. You're just like, all you hear is, do you want to throw me? So you're like looking around. You're like,
yeah.
Where'd that come from? Yeah. Dude, you want to throw me? You're looking around. You look down
here, pal.
You want to throw me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Put them in some overalls, you know what I mean? Get that handle. And just give him a good old,
nice little chuck.
Toss him like a...
Practice?
Yeah.
Can you imagine practicing? Yeah, so let's look into that.
The last time I could think of, a lineman type of, person that would run into the end zone was, Jerome Bettis or something like that. You know
the
what
bus.
I mean? Yeah, man, the bus. That guy was...
big-bodied boy
was
right there.
Thick, man. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He was scary. He didn't want
to
tackle that
We need to
that
do
guy.
More of that. I don't even understand.
We need more buses.
We need more buses.
All right. Busts.
Last one was probably Eddie Lacy or something, probably.
Eddie Lacy, man, he came into camp one year after I tagged him.
Oh no!
And he was just fat.
Yeah, dude.
He was 40 pounds overweight.
I remember
they were
that,
just
dude.
Calling him Fat Eddie and stuff, and Cheeseburger Eddie. God, no,
dude. That was one of my. I didn't tweet very often, I did tweet.
But when I did,
though,
it was bangers.
They were bangers.
It was all fat
sometimes
jokes.
I go back. They were all Eddie Lacy jokes.
Yeah, the whole 2 weeks of Eddie Lacy taking a beating.
One of the tweets was, Eddie Lacy leads all offensive linemen in rushing.
Yes, man.
And then he got back to me.
What?
No, he didn't. Knock him out.
What happened to him?
You want to knock him out, and he's no good.
Yeah, if you were here right now, Eddie Lacy?
He's like Trent Richardson.
Dude, one,
oh,
two.
Oh, dude,
one,
man.
Two. Hey, you know what we can talk about, actually, is the old, did anyone watch
Jack
that
Del Holm?
That boxing game?
No, boxing match?
The old boxing game?
How old are you?
With Paul and what's
his name? Watched it.
Yeah, it was
good. I watched it. Yeah, it was good.
We'll
all right.
Save. We'll save it. Ah, forget it.
Got to win for the brothers. You know what I'm saying?
We got what we wanted. We wanted to see him get knocked out. And boy, he delivered.
Yeah. Boy, did he ever.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
I remember him, like, when he hits and he's on the ground and he's kind of getting up and he's like, you can read the words that he's thinking, where he's like, whoa, like
this is a real boxer.
You want to know what it was, man? I think he knew he was done. And I think the deal was, look, we're going to fight. You're going to get knocked out. And in the middle of this fight, he's like, I don't want to get knocked out. But he doesn't have the balls to get knocked out.
Break my jaw.
You know what I mean? It's like, think about it. It's like, hey, I'm signing this contract. You will get knocked out. You know you're going to get knocked out. And then he starts trying to grapple the guy at his legs. It's like an MMA fight all of a sudden. Yeah. And I'm like, this guy's pride. Your pride is like, I don't want to do this.
Manhood.
Yeah, man. I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then I'm like, if this guy gets DQ'd without getting punched in the face, I'm going to lose my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I needed that payoff.
That was just on Netflix, right? It wasn't on pay-per-view?
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the same week that Andrew Tate got beat, too. Actually,
I do. He's what is he, boxing?
Yeah, he was MMA, on, I think. Maybe it was. I'm not even sure. But I know that he's like 41 or something like that.
So, okay,
he took a bit of a beating, and people were pretty happy for overall for the weekend.
Yeah,
because like
he's Jake Paul,
the type of person that Andrew Tate is, Paul's are. So.
Will you guys shut the?
Okay, sorry, I'm zoning, man.
What's crazy is that like if you see like the opponents that Jake Paul has fought up to this guy, up to Anthony Joshua. He's just like a different specimen, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You see,
Joshua's way bigger, man.
Dude, this guy is like, I don't know, King Kongish, if you will. Dude.
It was David and Goliath.
Yeah, I mean, we could have used the David and Goliath thing, but you kind of.
No, what did he say?
He said King Kong. He said,
oh, could have been worse. He could have said Godzilla.
Yeah, that's very true. On that note. We're going to play the album Heal the Divide because there is clearly a divide in society now.
Yo, did you guys pack some bags? You know?
Some
pillows?
We're straight zoning, dude.
Whoa.
All right. Let's kick things off. Just a little bit of Morgan Tony. Pugilisi Pisqua?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
That can't be.
There it is. That's correct. Here we go. The kick things off. You listen to the Medicine Wheel of Music.
Yeah. Yo, toss me a Zahn real quick.
Let's go.
I was taught when I was young, trust in love and overcome. The door is open for everyone. Shall I see this well? Welcome. My mother's gifts, he said, son, change their minds one by one. Let it go, the damage is done. Shall I see Biscuit? Welcome, come on in. We come a long way, got a ways to go. It wasn't that far 50 years ago. Storm, the flowers bloom. When Dadamanej, nothing come along, till I see Biswa. Welcome, come on in. We come a long way, got a ways to go. It wasn't that far 50 years ago. The time is now, together we stand, make our way to the promised land. Ago, it wasn't that far 50 years ago. The time is now, together we stand and make our way to the promised land. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
Van Dyne. It's been that way before our time. Coming with to survive. Somewhere back along the line, there was born a divide. Sisters far and wide, the time is now to all unite. The choice is yours to decide. How do you use divorce inside? Heal the divide. Heal the divide. We gotta heal. Differences aside, I gotta give just a little and compromise. We can meet in the middle, lay our differences aside. We gotta give just a little and compromise. Heal the divide. Heal the divide. We gotta heal the divide. Two sides until we heal the divide.
From beautiful downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, this is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Well, I was there to buy a pistol. She was there to hock her ring. The broker in that pawn shop deals in almost anything. He'll pay you for your misery, or he'll sell you someone's pain. And that twinkle in his greedy eyes says your loss will be his gain. She stood back in the shadows as the broker dealt with me. Her eyes were dark and desperate from some private misery. His words were so prophetic when he said, "You've got to steal." I said, "Throw in one bullet, you got yourself a deal." Oh, Saturday night special is an easy thing to buy. All you gotta be is 21 or 15 if you lie. Just hand the man the money, and if someone's gotta die, the broker in the pawn shop won't even blink an eye. But he handed me the pistol, and I was almost to the door when I heard him tell the lady, $7, nothing more. The lady started crying as he took her wedding band. Well, my hand was in my pocket and the gun was in my hand. Well, I was gonna use that bullet to end my life. I was once somebody's husband, she was once somebody's wife. Well, I usually mind my business. promised, but I could not walk away. His dollars just weren't making sense, and I knew I had to stay. Well, the broker's face turned pasty when he caught my icy stare. It would never leave my pocket, but he knew the gun was there. I asked him what his life was worth, and he opened up that drawer for a simple golden wedding band. He paid $2,000 more. That Saturday night was special, even though it was the plan. As we walked down the sidewalk, she reached and took my hand. We crossed the bridge and I took that gun and sailed it through the air. I said, ever been to Texas? She said, I think I'd love it there. Oh, a Saturday night special is an easy thing to buy. All you gotta be is 21 or 15 if you lie. But there's a pawn shop in the city, used to deal in everything. But you can't buy a pistol there. You can't hock your wedding ring. Our dreams had just fell by the way. And the good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains of the bad times or bad things he's done, Lord. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving her good time and man. He likes the nightlife, bright lights and good time and friends. When the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again. Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. Cause she's a good-hearted woman, she loves her good time and man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. And she loves him in spite of his wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving her good time and man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, we'll pass through this world hand in hand.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're in Medicine Wheel of Music.
Oh, beautiful, Jess. Beautiful.
We're in Medicine Wheel.
Do you have any?
Of Music.
This is off the playlist Tight Fitting Jeans Radio.
Tight Fitting Jeans.
Like, did you type that in?
Of course I did. Tight Fitting Jeans. Yeah, we should all think of a country song right now.
Okay.
To this track. This is an instrumental loop.
Chuck, chuck, chuck. Beer, beer, beer.
Okay. All right, go, Tone.
Dirt, dirt, dirt. Beer, beer, beer.
Okay, all right. Are you rapping this? Oh, dude, the one time I want to be serious. The one time I want to be serious on this show.
All right, go, Dust. Give us some.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tight fitting jeans, so you can see my ball.
All right, Dustin. Okay,
right, take a play out.
All right. Sorry. Yeah,
I'll
just
pick that up.
Tight fitting jeans, you can see my balls.
No.
See?
All right, Tony, give a shot, all right?
Tight fitting jeans, so you can see my balls.
Oh, okay. No,
guys. Tight fitting jeans, you can see my balls. See my balls.
Chuck, chuck, chuck.
Beer. Welcome back to Medicine Wheel of Music. I'm Jesse. We got Tony. We got Dylan. We got Dustin. We got the kid. We got the host. We got Cini. And we're having a good time here.
Yeah, we are.
We got a little country twang in the air right now. I just want to talk a little bit of a country twang.
Oh,
Frank. I think we should all talk a little bit of twang once in a while and get real close to the microphone like this.
You know what I always wondered on 8 Mile? Why does his mom have a southern accent when they're in Detroit?
Mm.
You know?
Anyways, let's move on.
Where's she from?
Right? What is she? I don't even know.
Well, she's from Detroit.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, it's in Detroit. 8 Mile.
Maybe there's some country suburbs around Detroit.
I don't know, man. But she's had like Tennessee, Georgia type of accent.
It was hard.
It was a
tough one. I couldn't tell you. But you know what? I'll Google it.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I'll Google it.
Kim Basinger.
Make him Google it.
One time in middle school, the fashion was tight jeans.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm looking around in my drawer, here's my jeans. Slap them on, didn't think much of it. I get to school, and a girl looks at me and goes, those are girls' jeans. I go, what? I look down, they're pretty tight. I go, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, yeah. I look, they're my grandma's jeans. I wore my grandma's jeans to school one day.
those jeans are probably older than you were at that time.
They fit good.
They fit real good. And you know why, right?
You just see the outline of the shaft.
Tight fitting jeans, showing the bulge.
Grandma's jeans.
Isn't there a song called Grandma's Jeans?
If not, there should be.
That's when you know when the zipper is like this big, when it's just like a half inch.
When the pockets aren't pockets.
Yeah, they're just slits, dude. There's no actual pocket.
Drawn on pretty much. It's like, what the?
Yo, that stuff pisses me off, man.
They're a little shrunken, whatever.
Looks tight. Nice pink roses on the sides. It's like, I didn't even notice that.
I didn't see that. They're on the pockets. You can't see them, right?
It said juicy in the back.
Yeah. Okay. It says sleigh on the ass.
She. Earlier, we were talking about dwarf tossing. And,
okay.
And I was looking up some videos to see. And there's this one from 88.
Holy, there it's it only, is. There's only, a harness on him and everything.
It's only really... a minute long.
He looks like a briefcase.
I was just going to play it real quick. I want to see what type of
audio. The dwarf gives a thumbs up. Like, here we go. Yes. Oh, there's nothing to it.
That's it?
Come on. You could toss him further.
Oh, okay, wait a second.
Here we go.
Let me start again. Let me start again.
They're digging it, too, by the way.
The straps. The midge management. Here we go. One.
Oh, he threw him about 2 feet.
Straps.
It is a demeaning activity. The people who are participating feel that they are not throwing a human being, that they are throwing an object.
I'm not out to hurt nobody. I'm not out to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm just making fun of my size.
Yeah, that's the dwarf.
I'm using my size to my advantage.
That's right.
They can't agree with that. I'm sorry.
Like, look at, he's a jacked one, too.
How do we make this more common? I think... I think if you paid the individuals handsomely, you know what I mean?
He measures the top of his head from the edge of the air mattress.
Can we get, like, real men to throw these things, though?
Those guys are pretty jacked, though.
I guess like a full like
real man,
full dwarf is like
yeah. What's a real man?
Oh,
to you?
there's bowling too.
Jacked.
Here, let me look up this one real quick.
Hats.
All right, so I got a guy on each side grabbing an arm and a leg, yeah, and they're gonna slip and slide him into some. Oh, they don't even make the pins.
So they oil up the guy, and they toss him into some pins here.
Would you want your own personalized little person?
Personalized?
You know what I mean? It'd say Dylan on his one ass.
I don't know. It's like a bowling
like
ball.
Like a bowling ball. Hey, can I shove a digit in your sphincter?
I'm going too far.
So I can throw
this
you?
This guy's really enjoying it, though.
Yeah, just as the kid on his forehead.
Okay. Oh, you're turning again real quick. Here.
Oh, they're going to get him now.
They're going to get him. They know what to
this
do.
This is a good one.
Oh! No! Oh. Missed it.
Come on, use your hands.
When the guy's not even helping you.
Yeah. Oh, but he's putting on a show.
And he dances. I love how he dances back to the beginning of the alley.
What kind of event is that? Is it like a?
They look like they're at
like a bachelor party,
like a legion.
Yeah, this looks like the Weston Memorial Legion.
Look at—he's inviting anyone to throw him too. He's like, "You come on up."
This would be a party, though. Like, let's get
yeah,
real.
Dude.
Come on.
Yeah.
What would be an easier way of doing this? I think it would say. Okay, this guy has like a rope or something. He has a rope on his arms. The other ones have ropes, and you're whipping him like that. You know what I mean? This way you have more.
Oh, there we go. That's a
yeah,
good one.
This way you have more room to like get the energy or the power to really thrust
the
individual. The
velocity.
Yes.
We're talking the physics. You know,
yeah.
You need
no one better
acceleration.
Okay, all right, all right.
Aerodynamic.
All right.
You
all
want right. a bald one. Okay? You want zero body hair on your ball.
All right. So, I mean, that exists. That exists. I don't know. I've been coming across a lot of different types of sports on my Instagram lately.
Like, define a sport, Jess.
That's hard to do nowadays, to be honest,
it is,
man.
Because
I know where you're going with this. Watch.
The one thing that I came across.
Listen to this, guys.
No, the one thing I came across. It was a German one. And there
German.
German. And it was a toy train going around on a track. And guys would have to release and the toy train had like small trailers, but they're basically just containers.
Yeah.
Maybe about five of them on the train. And you would have to time a ball that rolls around this thing and then follows it and then drops into one of the
right.
containers.
It's like a game at like Rec Room.
Like, sure, absolutely.
Yeah. I can get tokens.
Chuck E. Cheese
or
something.
I get tickets for that.
Couple of G's.
That's exactly it. Yeah, you throw the token in and it kind of, you know, right. directs it. So it was like a professional one, I guess, you know. And,
yeah.
And I'd never seen something like that before, but I mean, it's wild what people are coming up with and what are...
Considered like activities, you know, competitive activities.
Dude, have you seen the... Dan, there's one where two guys just run at each other nowadays.
Okay, what are you doing?
The two guys.
Yeah.
And they're running at each other.
Okay, yeah, that's not running. He just had his hands up by the side of his face.
Okay, sport where...
Doing a shake weight.
Two men...
Two shake weights on him.
Run at each other. Now, this is...
Isn't that football?
That's not even that. It's called Run It Straight.
Jousting? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Run It Straight. Okay, here. Let's look this up real quick. Run It
or
Straight.
Or Run It for short. Run it.
Chris Brown, Run It.
Yeah.
Okay, check this out. Let's check this one out.
200,000 to see who wins this.
Final?
Oh, my God. We're watching the final right now. Okay.
Well, we were.
Okay, what's going on here? Chess.
Come on, Jess.
There we go.
$100,000.
Two rather large men.
Okay, so you got two men.
One football.
Run it, he says.
No, he wants to run it. He said, this is Red Rover, bro.
This is like football practice.
Make some noise, buddy. Dude, this looks like Hit Stick Gauntlet forever.
That's all it is, dude. It really is. Look at him. Watch this.
Oh. You just hear the meat slapping together.
The music starts. Let's
no padding. Look like two big Samoan guys.
Yeah. So what happens? Like, who wins?
Is that a rugby ball?
How do you
ball?
Win?
Yeah.
Ooh, that hurt him. These guys look like they're brothers.
They look like a rugby guys or something.
Are these Usos or what?
This is AI.
That black, the one in the black didn't like get that full like stride in there. Yeah.
I don't know how long I could watch this. It's, you know.
I'm not gonna lie, man.
Let's do the crazy KOs.
I'm not gonna lie, dude.
What are we doing here?
Stop this, Travis. We're on a radio show.
Dude, oh yeah, right.
I'm not gonna lie.
But listen.
I'm kinda interested in this one.
Whoa, did you
see
that?
It's literally just two guys running into each other, yeah. Right? Like a football without the pads or whatever. And
look
it's
at that.
A, much like Power Slap, dude, right? Where it's just like aggression, every like overly aggressive sports happening like
that's
this.
That's right.
I saw a needle in a haystack competition the other day. Guys searching for a literal needle in haystacks, and the first one to find these needles,
where are you finding
gets
this?
Gets to shoot them, I guess.
The Ocho, probably.
Is it the Ocho?
It's not even on the Ocho. It's they're
just
like
on
random,
your reels.
Oh, it's on my reels, yeah, for
your
sure.
Your algorithm
but they're not
is
part of,
crazy.
They're not part of it. Really,
it's
is.
Crazy
in between all the jugs.
Okay, what? Yeah. Weird. We gotta put music back on
like
right
thirst
now.
Thirst traps and then midget tossing and then run it.
I'm
and
just
then
saying, people are getting creative.
Needle, needle in a haystack.
People are getting creative nowadays, and I'm with it.
Yeah, of course,
I'm with it. But I mean, I can't find any of these anywhere other than YouTube, to be honest.
I mean, when you think about it, 100 years from now is football or hockey going to be in existence still? Or are we going to have something like this? You know what I mean?
It's taken over.
Where you have actual robots maybe playing. You know what I mean?
Robot
like,
games?
Like instead of having like numbers and names in the back of the jerseys, you have barcodes now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. You've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a wild idea. That's totally
don't we have that
inevitable.
Like robots fighting each other? What's that called?
Battle bots.
Yeah, we saw a little of that.
We have that.
There was like punching.
Narrated by Chris Rose.
Yeah, man.
I watch it.
Yeah, Battle Bots.
Yeah, I love that show.
It's pretty good. And I always like got caught up with like, oh man, this dude's got a flamethrower. Yeah. I always thought it was cool. And then you'd see that like, just, it does nothing against these other bots.
No,
bro.
It's all metal.
Just some stupid bot that just has like a wedge and a hammer on it. It's like the best one.
That's all you need.
You just need defense and to be able to get under your other opponent.
Yeah, dude.
And that's it.
The ones that like do like the most damage are the ones that can go underneath and flip.
Yeah, and that's it.
You know what I mean?
That's all they do.
And then they can use like the environment to their advantage because there's like saws.
They'll have the saw there
and
all that. Yeah.
Spikes.
And then you'll
that.
See like a green one with a dragon on it, and it shoots flames. I'm like, that's my favorite. And then you just see it do nothing.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Like,
they waste too much time on the aesthetic and the appearance of it.
Well, that'd be good against a human.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
or
we should have
dwarf.
Humans against battle bots.
Humans against bots.
Yeah, then we got something new here.
No, then we're just talking about Judgment Day from Terminator.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. Oh, T2.
Judgment Games.
Judgment Games.
Oh. Let's do it.
The Judgment Game.
Yeah. Hosted by Triple H.
Like, and then we like, and then we pull in like some like human that's beat like 17 bots, and he's scarred up,
and
he's missing half his face because he's been burned.
He
before.
Looks like Terry Sawchuck, man.
Yeah,
like
he looks like Terry
on.
Funk.
Yeah,
Terry. It is Terry Funk.
Chainsaw Charlie versus you know. It's like come
we're
on.
We're gonna have two. Two robots fight each other now.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
There's your Terry Funk. all right. Let's get back to the music real quick.
Already?
All right. Let's
dude,
get
we,
back to
we didn't even.
Just got here.
We just scratched the surface on the dwarf talk, okay?
Oh, listen.
Oh.
You ever hear this sound, dude?
Montel Jordan.
Been beat down. No. But I don't stay low. Got mud on my jeans, still ready to go.
Like, what's that mean?
Every scar's a story that I survived. I've been through hell.
Wait, this could be the entrance music of the guy who fights the bots.
It says, slow down, boy, don't go too fast. But I ain't never been one to live in the past.
Let's go.
Let's hit that chorus, okay?
Forward, never
see if it's any good.
Back with a one
wait, you've never heard this?
No.
Six string strength.
I just read about it.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my tone.
And here he is! 18 and 0!
You can hate my style, you can roll.
He hates bots!
I ain't slowing down, I was born to rise. So kick them rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk.
And then he's walking down all slowly, like
yeah,
I like it. Yeah. This reached number one on the Billboard charts.
Short. You're gonna tell me it's AI.
And
here
it's
it
AI.
Is. Yeah, here it is.
Breaking Rust, Walk My Walk.
Is it AI?
Yeah,
I knew it. This guy is all AI, man. He's all AI now.
That's
Boots equals AI.
I'm just saying, man.
Are you real?
I'm real.
for now. But I'm working on that.
Their real boots is at home right now, resting.
Yeah, man. In his cryobotic chamber.
Getting the soul sucked out of him.
Yeah. Okay, come on now.
His hyperbolic time chamber.
Let's move on. All right. Plenty more shenanigans. Stick around. When we get back, I'm just going to play a couple tracks. When we get back, we're going to get into a little bit of the weather, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
Real quick, this is a dedication to my father from my uncle.
Oh, right. There we go. A little game of telephone here.
Yeah. And I want to thank Joe for relaying that information.
So this it came from Joe, that's from Uncle Red, to your dad.
Yeah. It's a long
so
game
the
of
arm
telephone.
Shows up again.
Again. This is Big Mamu.
Big Mamu.
I believe that's how they say it. Hank Williams Jr. Stick around. You're listening to CKU Dub.
Turn it up.
Why'd you go and leave me in Big Mamu? You left me for another alone and so blue. Please come back, oh, come back. I know what I say and I did not say that. No! Why did you go away and leave me?
looking at a frog eating up my fish bait, sitting on the bank of a riverside. Took a little drink from a jug of moonshine, didn't have a chaser and almost died. Thinking about working on Monday morning, never can wait till quitting time, just to get down to the water and to wet my fishing line. Well, I'm country fried, I like my chicken fried, I like to walk barefooted through the countryside. Well, I'm country folk, I like to roll my smokes, I love to hear a fiddle playing Cotton Eye Joe. Never been much on conversation, they say I'm hell when I get tired. Love to get out in my old coon dog and shine up a few at night. I like to sit around my campfire and hear old Blue at work, running them cagey critters for everything's worth. Well, I'm country fried, I like my chicken fried, I like to walk barefooted through the countryside. Well, I'm country folk, I like to roll my smokes, I love to hear a fiddle playing Cotton Eye Joe. I like to sit down with my woman, watch TV after supper time, snuggle real close together, cause she knows how to ease my mind. Talk about days when we were younger, think about days when we get old. Like the lazy days of summer, we like to watch the fall and snow. Well, I'm country fried, I like my chicken fried, I like to walk barefooted through the countryside. Well, I'm country folk, I like to roll my smokes, and I love to hear a fiddle playing Cotton Eye Joe.
Chances you're taking love in a free living man.